soki bokoka koboma moto te botikani yango epela tie kokufa
What's really earned him the name of the king in DRC is, first of all, he followed the steps of big rumba artists as Rochero, Tabule, who left us a few years ago, Dr. Nico, Grand Calais, all of those people who were huge in rumba. Not only did he came in and tried to do what they were doing, but he created his own style, the way you could dress, the way you walk. So he added a little thing to just the music.
Yeah, he was very flamboyant. I've seen some of his fashions.
That's correct. In fact, he's known by all the designers, Versace, Yoshi Yamamoto, and all these big names because they knew his influence and they wanted to use him as a model.
So here he was, 66 years old, 67, performing right up until literally his last day.
The music was his life. The music was his life to me. And I'm going to tell you something. He said, and I saw it, and I watched it so many times. He said so many times, he said, I want to die on a stage. And they asked him why. He said, because every time when I'm on the stage and I'm singing, I feel as if I'm flying. Yeah. So this was pretty much his wish came true, pretty much.
Of all the music that Papa Wemba sang, which one resonates with you? Which one resonates with his audience?
One of the favorite rumba, the best rumba, is the song that he called Mama. He wanted to thank his mother. He said, Mom, if I'm this very popular man that the world is listening and watching and want to see, it's because of you. I wish I could just give up everything just to hug you, just to tell you thank you.
Yango na yebeli on te boyo mama yo.